your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Welcome to The Warrior Within. Good morning, Brandy. With me, Brandy Jackson, my co-host.
Good morning, Ori.
How are you?
I am great today, thank you.
Good, good. Well, the subject today is a subject that we talked before, yet it's a very controversial subject. The subject today is dairy. Is it a superfood or rather a harmful substance?
There's a lot of controversy about that.
A lot of controversy. I'm getting tons of emails of people actually accusing me of supporting dairy. And people enthusiastically support the, not just love dairy, they actually understand the science behind it and support it. And I'd like to put the record straight here. This is not a sport team. We are talking about human nutrition. And the question whether dairy fit human or not is very controversial. Some bestseller book authors, including my friend Harvey Diamond, who endorsed the Warrior Diet, actually advocated in his book that dairy is not for humans.
You and I have talked about that.
Right. I think that he claimed, and he basically represented a group of people who say, we are the only species who eat dairy as adults, okay? Show me another species that eat dairy as an adult. Did you see ever a adult donkey drinking milk? So, you know, it just triggers something in people to think, to stop and think, hey, yes, wait a second. Right, we are the only species that eat dairy as an adult. And therefore, maybe dairy is not for adults at all. And also we heard that dairy causes cancer and dairy causes inflammation. I'd like to put the record straight, starting from the beginning. First, all the claims against dairy are not substantiated with any serious science. And if it is, it's a controversial science. That means we got adverse evidence and then we got very positive evidence, nothing conclusive. And I'd definitely like to go deeper into that. This is a big argument. And by the way, I will definitely, like in any other show, please call, place your questions, because this is all about your life. And the subject is going beyond there. It's about human nutrition. What food fits you best? We're going to cover not just nutrition in order to get vitamins, calories, fat, and carbohydrate. Nutrition that feeds your control system, your nervous system, your muscular system, how important it is. What are the core factors that are so important in food and nutrition? Why dairy is good or why dairy is bad? We're going to talk about it in this show. The main argument that dairy haters actually place is that we are the only species that eat dairy as adulthood. There is no other species. Obviously, we are not meant to eat dairy after when we become adults. To this, I'd like to answer the following. First, as a human species, we do many other things that other animals do not do. We drive cars, we play computers, we create music, and we went to the moon. Does this mean that all the things that I just mentioned are wrong? Species are species. Some species eat cucumbers and vegetables. Some species are totally dependent on meat eating. Some species dependent on fish eating. We are doing well on dairy, and I'll try to prove it. Not just doing well. In fact, we desperately need dairy, especially today. Let's go back to basics. Yes, there are evidence that dairy can be pro-inflammatory, but there is also evidence that dairy can be anti-inflammatory. There's evidence that show that dairy could be harmful, and there's evidence to show that dairy can save you from cancer, that dairy can heal you. So the question is, what kind of food is dairy? Why there is so much controversy about good dairy and bad dairy? We'll discuss it on this show. Let's start from the beginning. Historically, some of the greatest society on earth were lacto-vegetarian, or at least mostly lacto-vegetarian. And I mentioned it before, I really like to take the example of Mediterranean societies, such as the ancient Greeks and Romans and Spartans, whose most diet was vegetables and dairy. They were sheep growers, and most of the dairy came from goat or sheep. The same thing in the during the Bible time. Most of the dairy did come from sheep, but they also eat cow dairy. And pretty successfully, these societies were notorious for not just for their health, for the culture that they left us. I don't need to tell you how great shape the Spartans were, and they were definitely mostly lacto-vegetarian. That doesn't mean that they were 100% because they did eat meat, but most of the diet of the ancient Greek and the Spartan was lacto-vegetarians. And the same go to the Far East and India. They don't kill cows, but they do eat dairy, and very successfully. What science show clearly that human not just do well on dairy. Human do well on dairy for different kind of animals. And the question is not how well do we do. Some people do better, some people do less. The question is what kind of dairy are we talking about? Obviously, as we talked previously, if we want to really consider or evaluate human nutrition, we can't just go to the future. We have to go to the past to see how did we evolve. We have an experience of thousands of years to ascertain what really is the best food for human nutrition. And the dairy that was introduced to humans early on was dairy from grass-fed animals. There's no question about it. Brandy?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, there was a sound on the radio anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rory, no.
I just wanted to double check. Okay.
Yes.
This is an internet radio. Every sound makes you suspicious.
Right.
Anyway. There's no question that grass-fed cows or grass-fed goats or grass-fed sheep or any kind of meat even that come from grass-fed animals is superior to conventional farm-raised grain-fed.
Why is that? Because I see that a lot, even in going to the grocery stores, when you're looking at meats, it'll say, grass-fed with grain.
There are a few reasons. First of all, the grass itself is much nutritionally richer than the grain feed that these animals are fed with. The animals themselves evolved to be grazers, to go to open meadows, and live on grass. And like with humans, you can change the diet of a species, but you can make it fat and sick. And farm animals, which are not fed, by the way that they are naturally, inherently, were evolved to be fed, will become obese like humans. And unfortunately, the meat industry, in many cases, interested in fattening the livestock because,
the more money they make. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I read a study where, and I don't know, maybe I'm quoting something that's not correct, but that they can actually feed cows like cement dust to fatten them so that they weigh in higher.
I never heard about the cement dust, but they definitely feed them with the stuff that make them fat, and they even give them hormones, like estrogenic hormones or even prolactin, which are very dangerous hormones that make them fat. Some people like the marble meat better than the lean meat. However, it is sickening because the hormones and the stuff that they put inside brandy is penetrating to the body of whoever eat this meat.
Right.
But let's come back to your main question. It's an important question. Grass, by any means, grass is much more nutritional for this animal and even for us than the kind of grains that this animal are fed. In many times, pigs, for example, there's a lot of research that pigs who've been fed on corn becoming extremely obese to the point that they don't even survive well. And that doesn't mean that corn is bad for humans. It means that this animal would do better when it's widely grazing. And now it's coming to another thing. When you walk in order to earn your food, both every animal is healthier.
Well, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, I mean, they did studies on gorillas, and they found out that an animal becomes very disturbed, and by the way, so is humans, when they don't actively survive, when they don't labor in order to get the food. There is certain kind of feeding cycles of an animal that needs to be activated properly by letting it graze in the way that it have genetically evolved to graze or to eat. Humans were supposed to also labor for the food. The over-accessibility is the accessibility of food and the processing of food, and in many cases, in this case, they even give them render feed, actually shatter a lot of positive mechanism in them, and the result is an unhealthy animal that resemble an obese human. Their fat composition is unhealthy compared to a graze-fed animal. The nutritional composition of the milk or the meat is definitely inferior. There are certain kind of compound in the meat and in the dairy, which have shown to be anti-cancerous. We talk about it very soon after the break. But clearly, grass-fed animals' products are way, way superior. And it's not just a processed product. Very simple things like milk, cheese, butter. We'll talk about it after the break, and but there is much more. We want to compare dairy to other foods in many, many aspects. Putting records straight. We'll come right after the break. If you have any question, please call.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routine. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Well, I know that we have two callers on the line, which we're going to take in a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue discussing this important subject. Again, why do we desperately need dairy in our diet today?
Well, I think that's it. We do need dairy, and that's the big controversy, is that you've got people that believe that you don't. And it's interesting that you brought up Harvey Diamond in the beginning in his book. And I know that he's a proponent for the warrior diet, but
yeah,
that
well,
was
I'll
one of the first questions,
the
if you remember, when
here,
I...
Brandy, and I would show that, especially today, dairy is critically important. Always was, but even on the dairy, there are certain kind of dairy. We need to know how to select.
Exactly.
Certain dairy that could be harmful, we need to know what. And certain dairy that, yes, indeed, I'd like to talk about it, that could be a superfood. Moreover, there are certain kind of blends of dairy.
Right.
That could be even far superior. We'll talk about it, and let's first of all answer the callers. They're already on the line.
Yes, let's take George from Pennsylvania. Are you there, George?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, George. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Ori?
Yeah. Hey, Ori. How you doing?
Hi, George. How are you?
Good. I first want to say I'm a big fan of the Warrior Diet book. I've had that since 2002, I think.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
The original bow and arrow copy. Love it. And I love the new Warrior Milk. I've been taking that in for a couple months now, and I'm very much into the natural bodybuilding, so that has been helping me.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. So stay tuned by the end because I got some announcements. What's your question,
okay.
George?
Hello? Okay. Okay, heard a weird noise. Okay. Yes, my question. I love this episode on dairy. I'm glad you're bringing this up because I have heard the same stuff, you know, especially from the vegan crowd. You know, we are the only species that drinks milk after, you know, we're no longer a newborn.
Right.
And I'm glad you're bringing this up because it needs to be brought to people's attention. I've been trying the whole organic milk dairy mixed with the Warrior Milk after my workouts for bodybuilding. And there's one problem I'm having, which I want to ask you a question with, but the good stuff is the recovery is much better.
I'm glad to hear that. Where is the problem?
Definitely building muscle. My problem is I'm having trouble getting lean. And I've recently been more, and I want to do the natural bodybuilding with the Warrior diet, not with the traditional bodybuilding, six meals a day.
Right.
Every 3 hours diet. I can't stand that one.
Right.
I've done it before with results, but I like your version a lot better. Now,
thank you.
I have been eating more hummus, more tomatoes, more vegetables, flaxseed bread, whole milk, apples, tea, water, but I'm still having trouble getting lean.
Okay, here's my answer for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, George, did you read fully the new version of the book?
No, I have some...
Okay,
in the
new revised book, I explained... It's really geared much more towards people like yourself, more active
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
I really show that one of the key elements in order to lean down without losing muscle, while gaining muscle, actually, is by adjusting your fuel.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to adjust your fuel, you'll constantly be confused. I mean, you follow a decent diet. The food itself that you eat pound for pound is pretty good. There is no argument. And most likely you will succeed building strength and muscles. However, for the purpose of leaning down, you need to be very careful with the fuel that you choose. I am a little bit concerned, and that subject by itself, which we're going to repeat in the radio again about, I call it muscle fueling, key subject that needs to be discussed. And one thing that I talked before is that the muscle fueling system is very specific. It cannot tolerate mixed fuel. You've got to feed yourself either with carbohydrates or with fat fuel, and you need to check how your body responds to each of them. You may be, for example, like myself, I have a preference, after years I found out, to fat fuel, which is coming really from raw nuts. I can tolerate very well carbohydrates, but I do better on a fat fuel. Generally, what you want to do, you want to, first of all, find what's the ideal fuel, and if you contact me later on in an email, we can provide you with further information. And then, for the purpose of leaning down, I would not mix the warrior milk right now with the whole milk. There's no point.
Okay.
The warrior milk is perfectly designed with the right ingredients and the fiber to provide you the whole milk from grass-fed cow and the whey from grass-fed cow, okay? A special blend with the with a higher biological value. It does not need more interference. Adding whole milk is not a mistake for those who want to build muscle, because whole milk is a fresh, good substance, especially from grass-fed cow, which is always beneficial. However, it is not going to help you to lean down. It may even help you to build a little bit more muscle, but it's not going to help you to lean down by doing that. Try to eat a warrior milk, okay, with a bit of water, make like a pudding or something that you can chew on. There are certain kind of variation to do that. By dropping the whole milk, you're going to start seeing initial difference, okay? The second thing, adjust your fuel. The rest of your diet sounds pretty good. And if you do the right policy of recovery meal, let's say small recovery or small muscle meals during the under-eating phase, I would say one scoop or two scoop at a time, especially after the exercise, and a good low-glycemic meal with the right fuel. Again, low-glycemic. You're going to lean down. You're going to notice a leaning down within days. Have you ever tried to adjust your fuel?
Yes. I've tried almost 100 all good fats fuel for a while.
What kind of fat did you try to put as a fuel?
Okay. Nuts, the raw organic almonds you suggested.
Okay.
Lots of vegetables because they're pretty much carbs.
Okay.
And then lots of hummus. And
okay.
olive oil, and
what
and
was your source of protein?
Milk, hummus, olive oil.
And what other protein did you eat?
I was getting my protein from the warrior milk and the hummus. Really, I really wasn't really getting.
Okay.
I wasn't having any meat.
So you eat the warrior milk at night?
No, after workouts, and then.
So how many servings of warrior milk do you take per day?
During the day.
How many servings do you take during the day?
1 to 2.
1 to 2, okay. My fear is that you are not providing yourself with enough protein. So unless you turn warrior milk to be your main source of protein, you've got to incorporate other sources of protein. It's good for you.
Like,
for example, eggs or fish, you understand? Or even,
yeah.
If you like, guess yourself, there are a few good companies that produce cheese, cottage cheese, from grass-fed cows. I know, for example, one company that we use some of the ingredients, actually. It's called, I believe, Organic Valley.
Yes, Organic Valley.
And they definitely have great dairy. I believe that Horizon is also from grass-fed cows. I'm not sure. But I mentioned this company because I know of their reputation, and we are using some of the ingredients like the sweet whey, organic sweet whey from Organic Valley, and they are available and stuff. So the reason why, because I really think it's very important for humans to have a mixture of protein and not just one. Even though the whey milk has the best blend in the world with the highest biological value, you still should eat protein, okay, from whole food, and maybe reduce slightly the amount of hummus that you eat, and try to balance your diet. And call me after, I would say, 3 or 4 days that you do that, and I'll give you a free follow-up with this.
Okay.
It's very important, Joe, that you should shift more to whole food, especially to real protein. All the evidence show that mixtures of protein will always do better than one source alone, even if the dairy source is superior. So what happened? I designed the warrior meal to be a perfect muscle meal during the under-eating, during the day. And at night, it's good to do the slow-releasing muscle meal, which are cooked, more slowly digested, for longer recuperation. I think you're going to notice the difference. And cut out for now the whole milk. You don't need additional whole milk, okay?
Okay.
And let me know. Start to create a database. See how you react. Since we already found, I don't know if you found what's the fuel that works best for you, but let's start, first of all, adjusting your protein, okay, from real food, and then start to document how that affects you. I think you're going to notice the difference. And don't be shy. Just shoot me an email. I would personally help you, or you can call us for the next show. I'd like to know if this really helped.
Okay.
Right. Okay?
Thank you for the call.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
George, stay in touch.
Okay, Ori, we've got 2 minutes. Break, but we're going to go ahead and take Lynn. She's been holding for some time. We have Lynn.
Okay.
I believe it's North Carolina.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Ori?
I do. This is the first time I've ever listened to any of your programs or had exposure to the things that you're teaching. My question is, you're talking about, obviously, the dairy and the ancient cultures. Of course, this wasn't pasteurized. What is your opinion of pasteurized dairy product? Or do you advocate people using raw milk?
Well, this is a big controversy. On the book, raw milk is superior to pasteurized. There's no question about it. But today, we got a problem. Many companies that claim to produce raw milk either don't produce it raw or can put you in a risk. I know a few cases of people who really got sick from having raw milk, not product, from drinking raw whey and fresh whey, you know, liquid. And it really put you on risk. However, each company by itself should be checked by itself. If you get any kind of guarantee that the natural pasteurization was done right, then maybe you minimize the risk. Here in California, they do sell unpasteurized or what they claim raw dairy, but one of the best way. So, look, pasteurization or this exposure to heat is something that we need to discuss. Yes, exposure to heat can destroy certain kind of amino acid and vitamins. But if the pasteurization is done carefully, the damage is not that big, but the destruction of bacteria is indeed happening. I'd like to keep talking about it. It's very important. And how can you guarantee good raw milk product without the fear or the risk? There are ways to do that. We'll talk about it right after the break. Stay with us, Lynn.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Lynn, I'd like to, are you still with us?
No, Lynn, actually, she, I think she's just listening, and we appreciate her being a first-time listener, so.
Yes, okay, I'd like to continue with a question, important question. Yes, theoretically, raw milk is superior to pasteurized milk. It carries more live nutrients, that means more enzymes, and less amino acid has been destroyed. However, there's a risk today, we don't live thousands of years ago, and there's a risk today of contamination, salmonella, etc. Pasteurization, in a way, removed this risk, but there are different kind of way to deal with this. I can tell you that organic dairy from grass-fed cows, even if it's pasteurized, could be extremely beneficial. In many cases, people exaggerate the destruction of nutrients in milk. If the exposure is not too long, if the heat is short-lived, even vitamin C can survive exposure to heat. Yes, people think that vitamin C has been destroyed over 100 degrees of Celsius. Not correctly. Part of it is destroyed, but it can still survive. To destroy vitamin C, you really need to go to much higher temperature. Certain kind of amino acid indeed are sensitive to heat, but a shortened heat may not do the total damage than a prolonged heat. And that leads to the question, though, then, is there any other way to enhance our diet with raw dairy product? I believe there is. There are abundant of cheese, ages from, they're done from raw milk, including, especially local. I really recommend you to buy the local. The research, most of the research of benefits of raw cheese that's coming from grass-fed animals. Most, by the way, cheese that come from France or Swiss cheese are all done from grass-fed animals, and so are the cheese which are coming from Italy, the vast majority of them. In America, I believe that cheese that are done in Wisconsin, for example, the vast majority are done from grass-fed animals. This is the way things are. In a way, it makes them superior. But there are other places, okay? You really need to do your research and go to the website. But one of the best way to grant the quality of raw dairy is to eat cheese, which is done from raw milk. And naturally pasteurized by the processing itself, by the aging itself. It's naturally pasteurized, but without the real pasteurization. Let me tell you something about dairy. If it's processed well, even if it's pasteurized, it's still nutritionally extremely superior. Let me explain how. One of the problems, human need about 21 amino acids to function. Out of that, 9 are essential. 9 amino acids we must receive from the diet. Out of these, there are a couple of amino acids, a few amino acids, which are very sensitive to destruction. Out of this, one of them is extremely missing in the diet, and it's called the amino acid lysine. The second one is the amino acid cysteine. And they play a critical role. Lysine actually is involved indirectly, though. It's the precursor of the amino acid carnitine, which involves in all fat metabolism and fat conversion for energy. The lack of lysine can really impair one metabolism. The lack of cysteine can really adversely affect and damage the whole immune system. And energy production, I'll explain soon why. Whey protein and dairy from grass-fed cows is one of the best sources of this missing amino acid. I'd like to continue. In a diet which is deficient in critical amino acid, it is very important to have at least one source of food which will grant you this missing amino acid. That's why dairy, one of the reasons why dairy is more important, but there are other reasons. But there's a caller on the line, and I'd like to, I don't want to be keeping on the hold.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you remembered. Okay, we have Chris from Richmond, Virginia. Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
And you have a question for Ori today.
Yeah, sure do. Hi, I used to drink a lot of milk and take protein powders and everything growing up, and I eventually developed a pretty strong allergy to it.
Sorry, what was the powder that you took?
This was several years ago, so it was just low-quality protein.
Okay.
And I eventually developed an allergy, so I gave it up for several years. And then a few months ago, we started making our own homemade yogurt and everything from raw goat's milk.
Okay.
And I started using that again. And then after about a couple months, I also got your Warrior Whey.
Okay.
Started using that, and slowly but surely, my allergy started coming back. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, and if you think it has anything to do with genetics, like if people of Asian or Native American backgrounds maybe can't tolerate dairy as well.
Okay, here's the thing. Many times, allergies are happening not just because some people could be inherently more sensitive to dairy, and even the best food in the world, like almonds and certain kind of vegetables, tomatoes, many people could be reactive to them. That doesn't mean that the food is bad, but in your case, it's a little bit strange phenomenon, right, to get into that. The reason why you develop allergy in the beginning, it could be overconsumption of one source of food, but mostly is because you use a cheap protein powder, and I wrote about it in a few articles. When you use a degraded protein, the body rejected and the immune system already got a signal that this is something which is adverse. This is a harmful substance that needs to be treated. So you already develop basically immune response to the dairy that you consumed before with a low-grade protein powder, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have triggered a later-on sensitivity even to good dairy, as you are using it now.
Right.
My opinion is the following. Chris, right?
Yes.
You can develop allergy, and I wrote about it already on the first version of the Warrior Diet book. You can develop to virtually every good food if you overdo it, if you do it too frequently, if you don't cycle the protein.
Okay.
You've got to cycle. Humans have adapted to a mixed protein food. All the evidence shows by studies that were done already on the 1970s, by the FAO, okay? Studies clearly show that humans have adapted to better survive on a mixed protein, a blend of protein, mixed protein, than a one single protein diet. One of the reasons is probably because humans had to adapt to seasonal food, inaccessibility of certain food in one time and other accessibility of another, and they used to wander from one place to another. They moved from Africa to Europe and to Asia. They had to adapt to different kind of foods, available foods, and protein foods. Protein was always an issue. When you look at the Roman and Greek writers, they always discuss how even army campaigns were based about availability of food. That's why most of the war were done in spring and summer, not during winter. However, the reason I'm telling you that, inherently, we all evolved to survive on a mixed protein food, not on a one source. And when you introduce one source again and again and again, especially such an important, powerful, it could cause a reaction. I know of people who develop reaction to eggs simply because they ate too many.
Right.
Any egg white omelets, you know? And people can even react to meat, let me tell you. In fact, even your taste bud will tell you after a while that you cannot tolerate the same food again and again. We simply inherently built to mix food. So what's the conclusion here? The conclusion, probably the yogurt that you do is pretty good, and I believe that our whey, the grass-fed cow's whey, is one of the best ever.
Definitely.
But the one part that we didn't reach in this show is also, should dairy be your main source of protein, or should be a complementary protein enhancer? And I see dairy as a superfood. It is so dense, it's so concentrated, you don't need to make it your main source. You understand?
Yes.
It could be a complementary food that you can take, maybe in the form of a whey, which is less active than the yogurt. Okay, it's not less active; it's less. It has lower level of lactose, right? Higher level of protein. Most likely, whey protein during the day is also very fast assimilating. So that kind of food, you can tolerate almost on a daily basis, small amounts. But when you turn to be a large amount and you mix it with another whole dairy, day by day, you may develop a reaction.
Okay.
If you try to cycle it now and maybe try to move it first of all to once a week, okay, mm-hmm. and check also how it blends with other foods and don't make it your main source of protein for a while, take another source of protein. Again, move into fish or eggs or whatever you feel comfortable with. And I think you're going to see the difference.
Okay.
Now the dairy will benefit you. Every kind of food, beside vegetables, every kind of food can have an effect of an overload. And the more density is, the better. One another example of a superfood is bee pollen. Bee pollen, if harvested well, is one of the most powerful pack of nutrients that you can put in your body. But you should never make bee pollen your main source of protein, because you will develop a reaction. Some food works almost like herbs. And dairy, in this case, is a very powerful healing food. It has immuno-boosting compound, okay, that, and globulin and anti-cancerous compound like, you know, lactoferrin, or CLA, conjugated linoleic acid that appear in the fat. And all these compounds, especially the immunoboosting globulins, are inherently appearing in human breast milk to support the immune system of the baby and protect it from infection. But it boosts the immune system, and sometimes it overboosts the immune system when you take something so strong and apply it so frequently and so in such a high amount.
Okay.
So what I'll do, Chris, I think your attempt is good. The fact that you introduced it for a few months and you didn't have a reaction and then it came back, show me that you could tolerate some food, but you need to monitor the frequency upon which you eat it. It's all been on cycling your food, mixing it with other. And if there is still a reaction, we may have a problem. But if this reaction subsides, I think you will actually benefit it without the side effect. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Chris.
All right.
And
thanks,
let me know how do you do. I'm interested to know.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay. We're going to continue after this break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Well, this is the last segment, and we have a caller. Let me just say the subject definitely needs further discussion, and we are going to continue on the next show because there are so many elements which are important here. But the one thing I'd like to say again before I take in the caller, look, our diet today are missing sensitive amino acid. We cannot afford it. Our whole metabolism is compromised. Our immune system can be compromised, and we don't even know that. We eat great food, but most of the food, protein food that we eat are habitually cooked. Very few of us on a raw diet alone, and raw diet alone has its weaknesses too. So there is no question the dairy for grass-fed cows is one of the most superior food we can afford today. And yes, raw milk products are definitely superior, at least theoretically. But in real life, I think good dairy from organic sources, whey protein from grass-fed cow, which is cold processed the way that we do it, is one of the best way to cover your bases. Dairy, in my opinion today, should not be the only source of protein. Though it's a superior source of protein, it's more of a complementary protein. And in our system of the warrior diet, especially as an athlete or an active individual or any healthy individual, the best way is to incorporate light dairy during the day, which is fast assimilating, and more of the cooked food and the slow digesting food at night. There is much more to discuss again on the best blend, what are the best blend to feed the muscle, and how it affects your body. I just want to remind you that we are coming now with a new improved warrior milk. And people who order today will be able to get, especially on the volume, samples of the new one. There's improvement on the taste, and we added a special fiber. It's amazing fiber, Japanese fiber, which is not just water soluble. It helps lower blood sugar and blood lipid, but the taste is just absolutely a knockout. And I really appreciate your support, but let's take the caller and try to address his question.
Yeah, our last caller is Michael from Florida. There, Michael.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, thanks for calling. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I do. First, I want to thank you guys for creating the show. It's awesome and totally changed my life. But my question was actually about combining, like, I was wondering if you can combine, like, milk and, say, almonds or milk and olive oil. Because for lunch, I'll have, like, some blueberries with some milk and maybe some chopped up garlic and olive oil. But I don't know, you were saying that sugar shouldn't really be combined with, like, fat, say, olive oil or the almonds. I was wondering if that would...
Yeah, the reason is very simple. Everything that you put by itself is a very good food. You don't want to combine nuts or olive oil with sugar because you will utilize the fat fuel both in your muscle and your body in a separated way, in a low glycemic way. You don't even want to combine oil, large amount of oil with large amount of grain as a mixed fuel. It's really one fuel antagonizes the other in the muscle. When you put fat fuel in the muscle, there is an inhibition of the enzyme that utilizes carbohydrates in the muscle. The enzyme pyruvate dehydrogenase has been inhibited, and vice versa. When you put carbohydrates like grain, let's say you put pasta, you put grain, rice, or whatever in your muscle, there will be inhibition of the enzyme that utilizing fat. They antagonize each other. In small amount, it doesn't matter. I think you're going to also enjoy your food better if you separate. Just have a blueberries by themselves. You want to mix blueberries with yogurt, that's fine. There's no problem with this. But I don't find the reasoning of mixing blueberries with olive oil and garlic Because, first of all, I'm not sure about the taste of it. If you like it, that's your call. But nutritionally wise, it's just not a wise thing to do. I think you're going to, during the day, you don't want to tax your digestive system too much. So allowing your body to eat fast-assimilating food, it doesn't have just to be the whey. I mean, we were trying our whey milk, the shake with blueberries. That tastes delicious. So any kind of dairy, even blueberry, will be a great muscle meal. Get yourself grass-fed cottage cheese, okay, cow's cottage cheese, or a yogurt. Mix it with blueberry. You got amazing meal. Then at night, let's say you have an omelet, or you have a fish, or even if you eat meat, okay, whatever you do, that's the time to eat the olive oil and the garlic.
Right, yeah.
You understand? Yeah, you don't need to show food every minute, because if you don't put it now, you think your body is going to be malnourished. This is not the case. The only thing that your body is losing during the day are minerals and certain kind of amino acid. If you're interested in building muscle, you really should nourish the muscle properly, especially after exercise. Otherwise, you should not worry. And even if you miss recovery meal, nothing will happen. You think that human don't have a system to survive without food. In fact, all the evidence show that we are doing extremely well by
right.
being hungry.
Yeah, I noticed I've gotten a lot better. I've gotten off of all those protein shakes you were talking about at GNC and stuff. I've switched to, like you said, all natural protein sources.
Good.
For my workout, I'll have, like, about a dozen of eggs.
Right.
You know, just raw eggs. I just drink them raw. I don't know if that's...
I'm not sure it's a wise thing, because raw eggs, there are some benefits, but raw eggs inhibit iodine absorption in the body, and that can really, in the long term, impair your metabolic rate and can create a problem. Neither to say the risk of salmonella that you get today. Boiling eggs is not a bad thing. It still provides you with full nutrition. You should not even worry. In my opinion, it will even taste better. So,
right.
Yes, you saw it in Rocky that they drink raw eggs, you know. But don't fall to the trap. Raw milk is a different story. Raw milk, humans do it very well. Raw eggs, I doubt it. There are compounds in the egg whites that can seriously inhibit iodine absorption, and therefore it can shatter your thyroid hormone in the long run. Yolk itself, well, you know what? Yolk could be very healthy in the raw state. Several people do mayonnaise, you know, with lemon or lime, and egg yolk tastes good. If you're sure that the eggs are clear out of any contamination, that could be right. But I would never recommend egg whites as raw, and I'm glad you asked me this question. But overall, I really appreciate your dedication. I think you're doing the right thing. And if there's anything else that I can help with advice, I'm happy. Do you have any other questions?
I had a couple questions about weightlifting. I'm starting to get back into it again. I was working a lot, but I took a break because I was listening to your shows, and I would think I was doing the wrong ones. I was doing a lot of isolation, like bicep curls and
right.
A lot of isolation movements. I've switched more compound, like yourself and Marty were talking about.
Good. And how do you feel?
I feel a lot better. I feel like I've put on, you know, real muscle, like real good muscle mass.
Did you start to incorporate the speed exercise together with the strength?
I really don't know which type of speed.
So go to our website. We came with this training system. It's called Control Fatigue Training. And
right.
What's missing today in human training is the combination of strength and speed together. Really, every species has one program, which is undeniable. It's called the fight and flight mechanism. It's programming you before you're even born, okay? It's thousands of years old. And the best way to really get the best fitness result is by activating this program. You'll get a lot of information at www.warriordiet.com. Go to CFT. It's available as an ebook, and some information is also in the revised version of the Warrior Diet book. Soon a new book is coming. Very good book. I put a lot of effort in this. It's called The Muscle Retention Revolution. You're going to learn a lot about it. Thank you for the call, and stay in touch. I want to know about your progress.
Yeah, just to sum up what you were saying, so like for lunch, just maybe like some cottage cheese and blueberries or milk and blueberries, and you said the egg yolks are fine, but the egg whites.
Well, we're going to have to wrap this up. I hate to.
Yeah, well, you can call on the next show. We can keep discussing, okay? Or send me an email, and I will respond to you. Thank you, everybody, and we'll be in touch on the next show next week. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you, Ori. Have a good week.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.